From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. November's breeding season, also called rut for deer. In New Hampshire, the white-tailed deer population is estimated at 85,000 statewide. Deer now occupy two social groups, family groups of female does with their fawns, or in groups of rival male bucks. Deer establish a scent-based chemical landscape during the rut when male territorial behavior peaks. Bucks rub antlers against supple saplings, scraping bark from bow-shaped maples or small conifers to remove their antler velvet and to deposit scent from forehead glands. Bucks also kick back leaves in soil to create conspicuous scrapes, where they urinate while depositing scent from hind leg hock glands. Bucks check their scent posts to intercept receptive does or interloping males. When a doe in estrus visits established scrapes, bucks intersect her trail and will pursue her with near blind abandon. By November, dominant bucks compete to mate with multiple does while driving rivals from their territory. Breeding ends in December. Bucks shed antlers in January. After a 6.5-month gestation, fawns are born in early June and remain with does until the following spring. Wildlife biologists use estimates of population density to set regional hunting seasons. The winter severity index varies according to the day's last winter with deep snow. Shorter doe hunting seasons allow populations to recover after a severe winter. Of the state's 18 deer management zones, only 6 are open to taking does this year. Antlered-only rules apply to the rest. Last year, roughly 1/3 of the 9,800 deer taken were does and 2/3 were bucks during the hunt, which culled 11% of the state's deer population. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.